Yes, we love the Kia Stinger. It is a thrill ride, every ride in a Kia Stinger. Don't you worry about that. And it's a thrill ride every Friday morning on the Friday Form when Dean Lester gets a hold of the microphone and joins us for the Friday Form. He's the world's greatest form analyst and in hot form at the moment. Dino, good morning.
Morning, Daniel.
Are you enjoying some US Open action on the screen at the moment?
Yes, certainly am. Torrey Pines, terrific course.
Now, my understanding is you're a pretty big expert in Torrey Pines due to computer playing. Is that right?
Getting the hang of it, then, yes. Getting the hang of it.
Nice.
They've got a tough week ahead of them.
Is there a style of player that would stand out today, do you think, or this
week? Yeah, someone that can hit a little left or right fade, little slide around the corner at about five of the first eight holes, you'd be advantaged. So.
Righto, left to right fade. All right, I'm going to keep an eye on that in the first couple of holes.
As I said before the news, because of the delay, because of the fog, it means there's no wind. So the players have actually had it pretty good. The wind sort of got up to about 10 to 15 miles an hour, but considering where the golf is being played, they've had some pretty good conditions, but the scoring has not been low. So, they may have missed out. Some of the players that have played this morning.
Right. See what happens. But we'll keep an eye on that through the morning, of course, across the weekend and Monday morning as well on The Breakfast Club. Nick Quinn is that guy from the tab. He doesn't slurp his tea into the microphone. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning all.
You had a chill. That was a bit,
yeah,
bit emotional.
I got nervous then.
What is amazing is his accepted feedback. Usually he comes in with a massive energy drink of some description.
Or 1.25 litre of
sparkling
water.
He's just gone the little cup of water today. Just a little cup.
Has there been a change to the routine?
I won't hear a bad word about the sparkling water. Best 75 cents I spend every day.
I agree with you, by the way. A few bubbles. We like bubbles over the road when we have sparkling water.
No worries.
Bubbles are good. Nicholas, well done last week. You weren't required to produce any sort of goods or caffeination this morning because you got the double up for us in our punters last week. Who was it? Ayrton Indazaki.
And what I did enjoy was I was at the park on the Sunday with the kids and a bloke walked up to me and just said, like, finding money in the street, and started laughing and walked off because I forgot that's how I finished the tip by saying. So that's what we love, the RSN family getting involved with the banter.
So fantastic. You go to a park and you recognise.
That wasn't the point of the story.
It's hard to miss the air, let's be honest.
Wow, a real sort of recognition in the public settings.
Any request for a selfie, was there?
No. COVID restrictions unfortunately prevented that.
Righto. Before we get to tomorrow's racing, Dino, Ascot's on at the moment, Royal Ascot. We love a bit of Royal Ascot around these parts. I heard Aidan O'Brien saying last night that looks like it's going to be difficult for him to bring any of his horses over because of the new regulations. Is that a bit of a setback for the spring?
Oh, I think there's no doubt about that, Daniel. That was always going to be on the cards. And, I think there had to be some form of regulation. And the thing is that, unfortunately, that it's been, like Aidan's horse last year and a couple of years earlier with the Cliffs of Moher. So, it's probably been a review that had to be done. Whether it's too severe, only time will tell. But this is the first year of the new protocols.
Yeah.
So we'll see how much it affects people in time. Charlie Appleby, totally the opposite opinion. His horse that won the Queen's Vase earlier in the week, he's looking forward to getting it to Melbourne. So, I think individual cases. But, it's probably not going to be an ideal, and it's not going to be even ideal for the locals to have the CT scan so close to a big race. It's a nuclear medicine test, so it's not ideal.
Mm. And have you seen anything that's stood out for you this week so far at Ascot?
I haven't. I've watched the features and watched an amazing win in the Gold Cup last night of Subjectivist, who rode for a 4,000 metre race, a very fast speed, and just ran them into the ground. Stradivarius, of course, was going for his fourth consecutive win in the Gold Cup. Got held up at a crucial stage, and it might have cost him running second or third. He ran fourth, but he was a fair way off the winner, who just was magnificent for Sheikh Khalifa and Mark Johnson, who we've seen out here in Australia before as well.
Yeah, ran them off their legs in the 4,000 metre race. That's a good effort. That's a mighty fine effort. Like it is for you every Friday morning joining us in the Friday Form. For those first-time players, what we do is give you a chance to sharpen your pencils for the quaddie legs for the next major metropolitan meeting. It is Flemington tomorrow, which we'll focus on. We've got the Ramo Ruffy for a bit of value out there for the punters, and then Dino's formula bet, which you should register for at the website rsn.net.au. Mark.au. He invests on your behalf, and there's no better system on the planet as far as I'm concerned. So let's start with race number 6, the Sir Henry Bolte Handicap over the 2,000 metres. Three-year-old quality affair, Dino. There is a full field of 15. Sorry, 15 will start. Token Spirit, number 15, has been scratched for the Griffiths de Kock training combination, which means the Spaniard, great name from Gladiator, will get a run for Danny O'Brien. But Namaqua is at the top of the betting for First Light Racing, favourite at $4 for Maren Eustace with Benny Allen in the saddle.
Yes, and of course he won for us a couple of weeks ago, yes, as the Ramaruffi, and he's a very good chance again. He's very well placed. I love the way he raced in the blinkers last time. He took up a good spot and just dominated that race and just sets up the same again. The little challenge for him that he rises 4 kilos, but progressive horse, often you can't sort of put a weight ceiling on them. So I think he's a great winning chance again. I think there's a couple of value runners, though, and one of them is Myers Reward, number 9, who I thought ran very well first up and gets to 2,000 metres second up, and I think will be virtually tracking Namaqua into the race. Whether he can get past him is another thing, but he's quite a promising stayer, and I think he can run well. And conversely, he drops 4 kilos for his first up run. 11 oh so far. Ran 7th in the Namaqua race. Got badly held up at an absolutely crucial stage of the race and virtually went to the line untested late. Damien Lane taking over. Chances, though, to 5 Sweet Carolina, who ran 3rd in the race I've just mentioned, and 2 Ruba, who ran 2nd, but he's so far into a preparation, I can't imagine he's improving. But want them all on your side. But I think Namaqua's the one to beat. The bit of value might be Myers Reward.
All right, a bit of value in there if you need it, Quinny. But Namaqua, number 1, is the favourite.
And has been a firming favourite as well. 460 into 420, the market leader at that quote. Number 9, Myers Reward, the roughie that Dino just gave a good push for, is also firm. 26 into 19 and 480 a place. Dino, you've left out the second elect, Mark Colt, who's actually a gelding, who's been popular as well. $6 into 5. What's your little niggle there with the Payne Galloper?
Well, he ran on Wednesday. Whether he backs up or he waits for the final in 2 weeks, I thought he might have just accepted, you know, when the weather was looking a bit ordinary on Wednesday, just as insurance. And certainly that's, I would imagine, what Token Spirit did. And he won that race on Wednesday and he's already been scratched. So I just wonder if Mark Holt will come out. And he's back from 2,400 on a 3-day backup, which would be a little bit of a challenge.
It was a bit of a trial for him Wednesday. Didn't have a lot of luck, but we'll follow that horse with interest, maybe.
Yeah, you can.
Nice work.
That's
nice
beautiful.
Little drive-by at the end. I like a little drive-by. That works for me. All right, Rama, you have one job on the Friday form. That is to give us the numbers as they are red ploys.
1, 9, 11, 5 and 2.
1, 9, 11, 5 and 2. First leg of the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington. Race number 7 is the feature event on the card, the listed affair, the AR Creswick Stakes, Dino, over the 1,200 metres, down the straight 6 there at Fabulous Flemington. And we have 14 going around for this one. And again, don't have to go too far to find the where the money's going. Top of the order, number 1, Curran, is $4.60 favourite at tab.com.au.
Yeah, and he should be, Daniel. He's just a terrific horse. He won 3 starts back, then he ran 2nd to Ayrton, and then he won convincingly down the straight last time out. Again, a bit like Namaqua, he goes up 4 kilos for winning last time out, but it's a very compressed scale, so I'm not too worried about that. And I think he's got to be his starting point the way he's racing. A horse that I think's making really rapid improvement is number 7, Sir Davy. He won his maiden 3 starts back. He ran well at Warrnambool, and then I thought it was an absolutely slashing win at Sandown Lakeside last start. Comes back in trip, but gets the blinkers first time. I think he'll run very well. 11 Aidensfield, only had the one run in summer, and she pulled up lame, was put away. She's trialled up well around this time last year. She got the runs on the board that got her into spring, and she ran well at stakes level during spring. I think she can run well fresh. And another last start winner in Snickerdoodle Dandy, number 3, who is back in trip, but a stakes race, I think, will suit her. And I heard Peter Moody say yesterday that her actual aim is a 1,600-metre race in 2 weeks, but look for her to be hitting the line here. And I think with that in mind, she'll run very well. But Curran's certainly the one to beat.
And Curran has been the market mover as well. $6 into 460, the clear favourite at that quote. Number 4, Pioneer River, runner-up to Curran last start on the third line of betting here at $7.50. The stable has two in the race. We've got one in the Quaridino, the one at longer odds. What did you make of Pioneer River?
Pioneer River ran well 2 weeks ago. I liked him a couple of weeks ago in that race. He drew to get down the outside, and he ran really well. Conversely, here he's drawn towards the inside down the straight, whether that's absolutely ideal. Looks like the better chances of drawing wide and might just be, you know, building into the race there, but probably comes down to track pattern there. If the inside's okay down the straight, he's probably some hope.
All right. Bit of a summary there of race number 7, the second leg of the Quaddie tomorrow at Flemington Forest on the Friday. Formarama, I wasn't really listening. What are those numbers again, please?
1, 7, 11, and 3.
1, 7, 11, and 3. Of course, I was listening, but that's just a bit of a prompt for you to give us your numbers. 1, 7, 11, 3. The second leg of the quaddie. Let's have a look at the third leg, the Brian Beattie handicap over the 14-20. Another quality affair, Dino, where there are 14 going around. And we have to go a bit deeper this time around to find where the money is going and where the market is leading us into. Dice Roll, who is back-to-back for Nick Ryan. Freddie Kersley is going to be jumping into the saddle. Is $4 favourite at tab.com.au. Is Dice Roll in your numbers, Dino?
He's the top of the numbers, Daniel.
Righto.
He has been a bit of a revelation, really, in this late autumn, early winter period. Of course, he had a stint in Hong Kong. He was Group 1 placed as a three-year-old in France and purchased by Hong Kong Interests, and don't think he really acclimatised to Hong Kong. But his two Australian runs have yielded two wins, and the format of the race has just been absolutely stunning. And he's well-drawn again, well-placed. He's had a trial since that last run. Everything just fits in really well. If it's not him, then it's a very, very even race. I think he's clearly the one to beat. I think the best value in the race is Harlech, number 4, who I thought ran okay first up in the Wongoom, and then last start just got crunched at the barriers and ended up out of position and then was virtually chasing all the way and ran pretty well. I think from barrier 1 should get a cheap run, looks over the odds. Romancer was the long odds winner of the straight 6 here a month ago. He's since trialled very well again and now gets to his right distance at 1,400 metres. And 11, Rubisaki, who I thought she ran well last start. And, you know, she only got that one real glitch this time in, was the run 2 starts back. And Patrick Payne on RSN mentioned that she just raced flat that day. So you can explain that run away. The rest of her form's very good, so she's in the mix as well. But, yeah, it's a bit of a case, if it's not Dice Roll, then it really does open up.
Is that what the punters are telling us too, Quinny?
Dice Roll and Rubisaki are both firm. Dice Roll 6 into 380, favourite at that quote. Rubisaki has been 8 into 5, the second elect at that quote. The initial favourites were Yulong January and Odeon. They're now at 7 and 750 respectively. Dino, Yulong January has won at 2 on the bounce, and we see Odeon, who comes through the same form line, having placed behind Yulong January at his last 2 outings. What are your little concerns with those 2 gallopers?
Oh, I read that Yulong January was going to Sydney so for a race maybe next week, is it, I think? He's got the wide draw to contend with, so that's the concern. And Odeon, and they come off small fields, so they all of a sudden they've drawn wide in big fields, so it's a totally different dynamic. So that was my little negative against them. And he's just creeping up in the weights a bit, Yulong January, as well, for, you know, obviously for winning, but it's a different challenge if he takes his place tomorrow.
All right, that is the summation of race number 8, the third leg of the quaddie tomorrow at headquarters on the Friday form. Rama, what are those numbers again, please?
13, 4, 3, and 11.
13, 4, 3, 11. All right, we'll get to a break and we'll come back. We've got the first 3 legs done. That's pretty much straightforward. But we need the last one to take the ticket back to the counter and say, please pay me, after getting the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington. We'll see what we can do about that. The Rama Ruffy, not too far away, and Dino's world-famous Formula Bet just around the corner on the Friday form on The Breakfast Club.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be.
I'm double the man I used to be. It's a problem. We'll work on that through the time. Nice to have you with us. 26 past 7.
That's me from 95 to 2021.
On a Friday morning yesterday. Why are we playing this song, Whitey?
Some Beatles-related type activity, maybe?
Yes.
A bit of respect, please.
Yeah, exactly right, Dino. goodness me, we're talking about the Beatles. Bit
is
of reference,
to do with that movie? That latest movie that just was really disappointing at the end?
Oh, I enjoyed that movie.
A very unusual finish. It was good. It could have been better, but very unusual finish.
Was it called Yesterday? No.
Yesterday.
It was. Well, that's
John Lennon sort of person at the end that just fizzled.
He's on the beach. He's just doing cool things.
Really odd.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, thank you, dude.
Imagine.
You two need to talk more. We can straighten him up pretty quick if you spend some more time with him.
I don't think so. We've spent a lot of time with him.
We're playing this today because Sir Paul McCartney is having a birthday.
Right.
The left-hander, the Molly Duca, is having a birthday today. Born in Liverpool, England, many moons ago, of course, English singer, songwriter, musician, former Beatle. And this is one of the biggest hits, of course, Yesterday, amongst a host of them. Any album you like is...
Is he a Beatle or a former Beatle? Wouldn't he always be a Beatle?
Well, yeah.
A little bit like a Brownlow medalist?
But they don't exist now, the Beatles, so you must be a former Beatle. I don't know.
Don't exist.
That's right. It's having a birthday today, Dino. You get first crack at this on a Friday morning because it's respect is what it is. How old is Sir Paul today, please?
I've got two numbers in mind, Daniel, and I did see him in concert 3 years ago. So,
what was he like in concert, just by the way?
Top three.
Top three?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I like to hear that.
It was a phenomenal show. I'm going 79.
79 for Dino. Rama, how old is Paul today, please?
80.
80 for Rama. Is that just feeding off Dino?
No.
Okay, right. Quinny?
Yeah, I'm going to snooker Dino here, so I'll go 78. And whenever I hear that song, I think of South Melbourne relocating to Sydney. It could have been Champions version of it.
Oh, I haven't heard that, I don't think. 78 for Quinny. Whitey, how old's the Paul?
76,
78, 79 and 80 we've got. I can tell you that you are all in the window. But there is only one of you who is correct. And unsurprisingly, it's Dino.
Oh, correct.
79 today for Sir Paul. If you're going to put him on the podium of all-time concerts, you're going to know how old the man is.
I'll knock back going to that concert. That was a big unforced error.
It's part of history.
I know that, and I really...
Great historian that you are.
I gave him a ticket to someone else.
Who was it? Who'd you give your ticket to?
Yeah, I gave it to Sherelle.
McMahon?
Yes.
Where was my offer?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm here 5 days a week, mate. She's here once if she's lucky.
I got a ticket for Emma, and I got two, and yeah.
I would have gone with them.
A lot of people would have.
Anyway, that's a setback for me. Paul 79 today. Dino's nailed it again. He just continues to tip winners around here in the Friday form. Let's continue our discussion about what's happening in Flemington tomorrow. I'm disappointed about the whole Sherelle thing. The race number 9 is the Jacks.
Ticket. You went to the script, but you didn't go to Paul McCartney.
I didn't pay for that.
Yeah, I know, but you still
went. It was good.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. Sorry. Continue on, Daniel.
Not top three, was it? Was it top 3, the script?
Top 10.
No.
What's the podium? While we're here, Dean, I need the podium.
For me, it's Robbie Williams, Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney.
What a great trio.
Strong.
We need to talk about that one day. Race number 9 is the last leg of the quaddie tomorrow. Jack Styring, OAM Sprint over the 1,100 metres. A quality affair, 13 going around because Street Tough for Will Clark and number 14 has been scratched. So 13. And again, the top of the order is where the cash is. Red Can Man, David Brightoak, Jamie Carr in the saddle, Dino. First up this campaign over the 1,100. Are you with Red Can Man? Is it in the numbers?
He certainly is. The numbers, Daniel. He's a very talented horse and a very versatile horse. He can sprint well and he can race up to 1600 effectively, and he's trialled very well. Jamie Carr went down to Terrelgan and trialled him recently, and he looked to go very well. He's a good chance. So I think there's a good value chance here in number 8, High Stranger. This horse has won 3 of 5 first up. He has raced well down the straight. He just seems very well weighted to me, and I think he'll run a terrific race. I wish he'd drawn a little bit wider, but can't have everything at the price he is, and I think he'll run well. 10, Montessera, was a little bit unlucky last start. I think she can turn the tables on Sartorial Splendor from that run. Red Can Man goes in, and the other one is the Astrologist, who has got two really big peak runs in his career and both down the straight at Flemington, so I'm suggesting this is his favourite track, and he ran very well, as I said, over the Spring Carnival at 1,200 metres, but he has got an 1,100 metre run here as well, so he's in the mix. But, yeah, a bit of value here with High Stranger.
How much value with High Stranger, Nick Quinn, from the tab?
Plenty. Currently 19 the win, 5 the place.
19 and 5? 19's on top.
What sort of quote do you think High Stranger should be, Dino?
Just on the double figure, around $10. I think that's about his right price.
We'll expect to see that firm dramatically in coming minutes.
Well, I'm going to ban that question from you. I'm going to ban it.
No, you've got to understand.
You bookie types, mate. I know you're dodgy.
No.
You're dodgy. It's
a completely loaded
question.
It's
explaining question. How much meat there is on the bone for Dino's Legion of fans.
We know that, but we don't want you talking to your bookie mates about this stuff and dragging it back in.
I think they're going to find out pretty quickly it's popular when the bets start to flow through for this runner. Trying to educate you, Daniel.
No, I don't want to be educated. I just want the good stuff. I want the good odds.
I'll retire that question.
What else is happening in that market, just by the way?
Red Can Man heads the market at $4.80. Montessera, a $5 second elect. Sartorial Splendors firm from $8 into $7.50. Dino, Sartorial Splendors won 2 on the bounce of 3 of his last 4. Do you just think a bit of pressure might undo him here? What's your little niggle with Sartorial Splendor?
Yeah. A little bit, and he's getting up in the weights, and just to probably depending on track conditions, etc. So I just think enough against him to make him vulnerable. And saying that, this is a terrific race. I've left out some really smart horses. I'm a fan of Bless Her, but she's drawn right down on the inside. William Thomas has trialled okay. Rock Profit won here last start. I'm Someone was terrific last week. So it's a really good finish to the program. I just think High Stranger's a bit of value.
All right. Well, that's pretty sexy stuff. $19.05. We like that activity, Ramo.
Always.
We like that a lot. But I need you to recap those that last leg number, please.
8, 10, 1, and 9.
Now, you're not going to believe this. I missed the quad-in numbers as I was looking for a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the Love Shack. Could you please repeat them, says one of the SMSs. That's a genuine SMS that's just come through. Boys, Cole the curator was prepping his Nick Quinn-style salad and had the hairdryer going full noise. Can we please have the numbers again, says Gav the greenskeeper. They punch on all week, Cole the curator and Gav the greenskeeper. They're very funny off the SMS. And then this one from Adam in Templestowe. Can you please give me the numbers again? My kids were trying to dunk themselves into the toilet head first last night, which required a family suspension. More on that through the morning, which actually happened to our man Adam White. But Rammer, can you please give us the numbers? Although, Trigger says, you're not going to believe it, but I've got all the numbers, stuff those that haven't. Trigger, that's not the way we play around here, Trigger, but I appreciate your sentiment. Rammer, what are the numbers, please, for the quaddie tomorrow?
Race 6, 1, 9, 11, 5, and 2. Race 7, 1, 7, 11, and 3. Race 8, 13, 4, 3, and 11. Race 9, 8, 10, 1, and 9.
Oh, they're your numbers for the quaddie tomorrow at this stage at headquarters for a great day of racing. A good SMS too here. High Stranger would be perfect for the Jack Styring race. He would love calling it. He would too. It is the perfect name for a Jack Styring call. High Stranger. Righto, let's have a listen to Dino's formula bet this week. Who are you playing for, Dino? What are your selections this time around?
Dale Churchland of Tullamarine, and for Dale we are investing $40 the win, race 4 number 9 Poised to Rain, $40 the win, race 8 number 13 Dice Roll, and $40 on the all up of the pair, race 4 number 9 into race 8 number 13 for Dale Churchland of Tullamarine.
4-9, 8-13, headquarters tomorrow. Quinny, what's that come to, please?
$4.60 times $3.80, all up comes to $17.48. Pre-multiplier.
1748. That is good business for the formula bet tomorrow. Good luck to Dale and all those that might have a little sneaky dollar on that through the journey as well. All right, time for the big one, the Rammer Ruffy.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rammer's Ruffy for the all-new Kia Stinger. Fine-tuned for Australian conditions. Book a thrill ride and experience the new Kia Stinger today.
All right, Dino, between the eyes, please.
It was a bit of a spoiler alert, Daniel, with the last tip, but race 9, number 8, High Stranger, I think $19 is good enough value for the Rammer Ruffy.
I think so. Those numbers again.
I think we're happy.
Race 9, number 8 for the Rammer Ruffy tomorrow.
Currently 19 the win, 5 the place. Looking forward to coming back in about 25 minutes. We can discuss how much that horse has been backed.
19 and 5 for race 9, number 8, the Ramaruffi tomorrow. High Stranger. That is good business.